proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broth, and I want to thank you for joining me. If you've ever had the privilege of taking a tour to Israel, I'm sure you've experienced the Bible come to life. With this in mind, come with me now as we leave the old city of Jerusalem and head west over the Judean hills to the Valley of the Ayalon. Our next stop is Nicopolis, right there on the right. This place is one of my favorites in the Holy Land because this is what many believe to be the village of Emmaus. Emmaus was first mentioned in the apocryphal book of 1 Maccabees and later by Josephus Flavius. The Jerusalem Talmud describes Emmaus as being at the edge of the Judean hills. However, the exact location of the village of Emmaus has been debated over the years. The Bible describes Emmaus as being 60 furlongs from Jerusalem, a distance of just over 7 miles. However, some translations suggest 160 furlongs, which is over 18 miles. Some have proposed the modern village of Mozah or Abu Ghosh as possible locations of Emmaus as they are in closer proximity to Jerusalem. Nicopolis is much farther west and would have made it difficult to travel back and forth to Jerusalem in one day. In 2019, Israeli and French archaeologists uncovered a massive Hasmonean fortress at Kiryat Jearim near Abu Ghosh. Being this spot is about 7 miles from Jerusalem and was also used in the Roman era, they believe this is a better match for the village of Emmaus. However, Nicopolis has long been identified as Emmaus, especially by the church historian Eusebius. Whether or not this is the biblical site, there are several things worth noting here. First, the name Emmaus comes from the Hebrew word chamat, meaning hot springs. Just down the road are hot springs that were used in a Roman bathhouse. Second, there are several first century graves here that shed light on the Jewish life in the area. Another great reason to stop here is to appreciate the long history of antiquity and churches built here dating back to the Byzantine era. The church here is believed to have been built over the house of Cleopas, one of the disciples. Later, the Crusaders reconstructed the church during the 12th century. During the Muslim period, the village was called Imwas, an Arabic transliteration of Emmaus. In the 19th century, several researchers identified this place as Emmaus. In 1967, the Arab village of Imwas was destroyed during the Six-Day War, and all that remains are the ancient ruins. Today, tourists frequent the site that has been maintained by the Catholic community of the Beatitudes. Now, as we stand here at Nicopolis, we remember the great story that happened here. In Luke 24, we read that after Jesus was resurrected, he joined two of his disciples on the road to Emmaus. However, they did not recognize him, as they were downcast, believing that Jesus was dead. Yet, Jesus challenged their thinking, saying, "O fools and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken, ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter in his glory?" Using this opportunity, Jesus began giving a Bible study on that dusty road, sharing the scriptures concerning himself, beginning at Moses. He taught the truth that the prophecies concerning the Messiah had indeed come true. Can you imagine hearing this conversation firsthand? Yet the disciples still did not realize who they were talking to as the stranger's identity was hidden. As they approached the village, the disciples invited the stranger to their home as it was getting late. As the trio sat at the table to eat, Jesus took bread and blessed it, giving it to them. The last time we see Jesus doing this was in the upper room at the Last Supper. But this time, it was different. As they watched the stranger break the bread, they undoubtedly saw the nail prints in his hands. The eyes of the two disciples were open, now realizing who the stranger really was. It was the risen Lord. But before they could react, Jesus vanished from their sight, and they exclaimed, "Did not our heart burn within us as he talked with us by the way, and while he opened up to us the scriptures?" Immediately, they ran back to Jerusalem to tell the other disciples that Jesus was alive. The message from Emmaus is simply, "Come and see, go and tell." When someone realizes who Jesus is, we cannot help but tell others the good news. Jesus is alive, and that changes everything. Now, thank you for joining us today. If you'd like to hear this program again, simply visit us at ibjm.org. And as we close this program, let us remember the words of Psalm 122:6, Sha'alu Shalom Yerushalayim. Let us pray for the peace of Jerusalem. You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom. Thank you.